Former McKinsey partner, CEO of pro-LGBT organization implicated in opioid epidemic. By Spencer Lindquist on July 27, 2022. Amit Paley, a former partner at McKinsey & Company and the CEO of a pro-LGBT organization, reportedly assisted Purdue Pharma in their attempt to boost sales of opioids. Before becoming the CEO of the Trevor Project in 2017, Paley worked as an associate partner at McKinsey & Company, an international consulting firm. In his role, he aided Purdue Pharma, the company that produced OxyContin, a drug that has been blamed for leading to the deaths of hundreds of thousands in America, according to a report from the Huffington Post. As Breitbart News previously reported, McKinsey & Company was hired by the state of New York to create data models pertaining to COVID-19 testing and cases. The company was hired by the state government despite having extensive ties to the Chinese Communist Party and their Belt and Road Initiative. Tucker Carlson has also covered the connections between the company and the authoritarian government, as well as their role in the offshoring of American jobs. Former Democratic presidential contender and current Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg also previously worked for the consulting firm. In Paley's role with McKinsey & Co., he assisted in image restoration for the pharmaceutical giant at the center of the opioid epidemic while also assisting with the creation of a decade-long sales campaign. As part of his work with Purdue Pharma in 2016, Paley drafted a list of different corporations, including fast food chains, car companies, and other medical or pharmaceutical companies that provided potentially harmful products and whose reputations had suffered as a result. The list was intended to assist Purdue Pharma, which manufactured opioids that have led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands, in their attempt to repair its reputation and boost sales amid the ongoing scandal. In 2015, over 33,000 Americans died from the opioid epidemic. Paley did more than just produce the list of companies whose sales and reputations had suffered, however. He also worked alongside executives at Purdue Pharma to create a data campaign, as well as a 10-year plan to boost sales for the company's products, including their lethal opioids. In his role, Paley frequently traveled to Purdue Pharma's headquarters. Paley reflected on his role in the opioid epidemic, telling the Huffington Post, "If I knew then what I know now, I would not have agreed to do any consulting for that company, and I regret that I did." Paley is now the CEO of the Trevor Project, where he was paid $351,095, including compensation, in 2019. The Trevor Project describes itself as an organization that seeks to prevent suicide among LGBT youth. It does, however, also host an LGBT chat site that mixes children and adults and features chat groups for those who identify as furries or engage in witchcraft. Since the news broke that Paley had a role in the lethal opioid epidemic, some staffers at the Trevor Project have called for his resignation. One employee at the Trevor Project even told Teen Vogue that Paley has blood on his hands. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.